The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Welcome to the Financial Symphony. I'm Mark Haywood, joined today alongside Dan DiVerna. He's a financial consultant serving you in northwestern Ohio, the Toledo area, with an office in Perrysburg, of course. You can check him out online at dandiverna.com. That's dandiverna.com. Dan, how are you doing today?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to another great show. And, of course, as always, we like to give the phone number out. If you would like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna and his team at Creative Financial Partners, you can. Simply call them at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Well, today, Dan, I want to jump right in, and I want to talk about the reality of retirement planning, because I've noticed, and you may have noticed as well, that retirement planning today is different than it was even a decade ago. Let's talk about some of the realities that affect how you need to plan for your retirement today. The first being simply that people are living longer than they used to.
Yeah, I would say, and I've been doing this, I've been in this world for that 10 years, and I've definitely seen the idea. And if you've heard me, whether in person or on the radio, you've heard me talk for sure about my grandpa. I reference him likely every week. And he's 93 years old, and we have breakfast once or twice a week, and he's still driving there. And there's just more and more of that. I mean, in my case, it's my grandpa, but so many people have got that situation somewhere in their world, and they know of somebody that's like that. And so someone like me, I'm 45 years old, I have to potentially be ready, be prepared that I'm going to outlive my grandfather, and he has no signs of letting up. So this is a new reality. In the days of having those pensions like my grandfather has that he can't outlive, like besides Social Security, fingers crossed, there's really not a lot of places that are doing the pension idea anymore. Unless you're one of our union folks, or you're working for the government, or the teachers, or one of those programs. But now all this responsibility is on our own shoulders to take care of ourselves. It is a whole new reality.
It really is. It's not like it was even 10 years ago. I know my grandparents have been married 66 years this year, and that's something that just didn't happen a long time ago, but you've got to plan for that. That's a great thing, of course, a very special moment, but sure. you have to be prepared to be together for that long and to have a plan that'll get you not just to retirement, but all the way through it. Now, Dan, the next thing I want to talk about is retirement is now a very active stage of life. When my grandparents were young, their grandparents may have retired and sat on the porch sipping their lemonade, but that's not the case anymore, is it?
No, it's really not. I mean, this is just another chapter in the book now. People are living their highest quality years. I mean, my happiest clients are in their early 60s, and they're figuring things out. They still have all the energy that they need to go out and do the things they want to do. They still enjoy and have a lot of fun. Oftentimes, they're getting to spend more time together. They oftentimes don't care as much in most cases about some of the things that other people think. And so they end up spending time, quality time with the people that are kind of like-minded. And it's been a really, really neat thing to kind of watch people become this new person as they retire, whether they're retiring to something or they're retiring from something. Many times they get caught up in this thing, and it's an awful lot of fun to watch.
It really is. And going along with that, it being a more active stage of life, fewer people are quitting work cold turkey anymore. I know my own parents are kind of in that stage that you're describing. And while they have, quote unquote, retired, they still like to work a couple of days a week. In fact, just a couple of years ago, my dad sold his drugstore. He was a pharmacist with a local independent drugstore in the area. And he sold his store to a girl who worked for him. And it's the greatest thing. He says, I get to go to work, and at the end of the day, I can leave the drama at work and come home and take it easy. And it also opens him up for more of his community work. And so, it's just different than it used to be. People are living longer, they're working longer, and they're more active.
Yeah, there's no question there's a lot more of that. Instead of doing what they have to do, they do what they get to do. And what I mean by that is they're doing things that are a lot more fun. They're working jobs in a different way. They're doing a lot more charity minded things. They're doing things with a purpose. Or maybe they have a job that they like, but they just didn't like being told they were going to have to do it 60 hours a week. So they're doing it on their terms, a lot more relaxed, or maybe they just want to work 2 or 3 days a week. And that was enough money, and it also gives them a purpose, and they're able to keep and maintain those relationships, much like I'm sure your dad does at the pharmacy. I mean, that's a kind of a perfect world, and we are seeing more and more of that. It's happening all the time.
And I think it's important that we let people know that you too can experience this type of active retirement, live life to the fullest. You just need to have a plan that's going to get you there. And of course, Dan and his team can help you craft that plan that's unique to your goals. You simply have to give him a call at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Now, Dan, this last reality is a little maybe more grim, or not necessarily grim. It's just a unique challenge that people face today. And that is that the current investing environment for retirees is more challenging than it used to be.
Well, I don't think there's anybody that's listening that doesn't remember when interest rates were significantly higher than they are now. I mean, the days of you just being able to put your money into the bank and have it do what it used to do, like, that's not the way it works anymore. You have to work to get a rate of return out of anything. So the safe money places are different. The aggressive money places are different. There's volatility. I mean, just to be able to get a consistent, predictable rate of return, it's not as turnkey as it used to be. So people are having to have conversations with guys like me. I mean, I think about, you know, using my grandpa as an example. He never thought he would ever have to use a guy like me. Now, granted, he has a relationship. It's a little bit different, but there's a lot of people like that. I mean, many of our clients are introducing us to their parents and saying, hey, my mom or dad really needs to do something different because the bank, just that rate of return that they're getting in a CD or savings account just isn't what it used to be. And so I can't tell you how many of those relationships we've had where it develops because of a need for a more sophisticated level of investing, because the environment's just very different, and things are a lot more choppy, and it's a lot of work to try to get a positive rate of return. And it's always in the effort of not outliving our money, making sure that we're in a safe place, because nobody wants to go back to work on somebody else's terms after they've already retired. It's great if it's part of the plan, but it needs to be part of the plan.
It really does. You want to be able to retire to something, and something that you enjoy and can find purpose in, as we've discussed. And it's interesting hearing you talk, Dan. You can tell by my voice I'm a younger guy. I'm a child of the 90s. And so when I was growing up, my dad really did stress the importance of diversification. You know, good financial advice from my father. But it was always, in addition to stocks, it was bonds and CDs and mutual funds. And that's just not really how we plan anymore. And so you have to be willing to put that work in, and that involves calling someone like yourself. And so, Dan, if someone wants to get in touch with you today, what does that process look like? When they call the number 800-373-9715 and they schedule an appointment, what does that look like when they come in?
So I just had a conversation. One of my brand new clients, we talked through this exact thing. And I said, you know, I'm trying to communicate to the people when I'm talking on the radio and trying to give them some exposure to who I am. Because what this gentleman said was, if I would have known how easy this was, I would have done this a long time ago. And I hear that all the time. The problem is, like, I can't do anything from this side of the microphone. When you hear me, you have to pick up the phone or go to my website. There's a few different ways to reach out to me, but it has to happen through one of those ways. I have no power on this side. And so what we're doing is trying to give you some exposure. The idea of a quick conversation that we have over the phone that oftentimes either encourages or discourages us from getting together and talking a little bit more in detail. But the emphasis that I would say is, this is a very casual situation. It's the way I've always done it. Growing up in Pemberville, Ohio, we're not sophisticated, we're not fancy. But what we are is just good, honest people who, you know, kind of fulfill a niche. And we're able to take care of so many people, so many households, so many families, and be able to continue to prioritize the things that are important to them and put an emphasis on their family, sometimes their legacy, certainly their planning, and all those things. And So I would say, I know that's a long-winded conversation about it, but it's an extremely casual sit down, have a cup of coffee. Oftentimes we're not even getting into the investment details early on. We're just having a conversation to see if it feels right. And then we'll go from there.
Right. We've been talking about the reality of retirement planning today and some of the unique challenges it presents. And it sounds scary, but it's really not that hard to get started. All you have to do is give Dan and his team a call at 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Come in, see how Dan and his team can help craft you a plan that's unique to your goals so that you can retire to that purposeful retirement that we've been talking about. Again, that number to call is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiBerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It's time for another Musical Connection. Mark Lloyd's able to put your retirement planning together with music and make it all make sense somehow. Let's talk about famous money mistakes, Mark. What can we learn about retirement planning from famous musicians and the mistakes that they make with their money? And there's some legendary stories going around about some of these folks. First of all, Madonna versus Guy Ritchie.
Oh, that could be Madonna versus several names we could put in that place.
Anybody, yeah. Madonna versus...
We'll talk about this Guy Ritchie first.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie. When Madonna actually married him, but when she and Guy Ritchie got divorced in 2008, her $600 million net worth was in jeopardy because she didn't have a prenuptial agreement.
Yeah.
Now, as it turned out, she reportedly ended up paying between $80 and $90 million in the divorce settlement. That'd be cool to be married for somebody just a few years and you get all that money out of it. But
that's pretty cool, $30 million bucks a year.
Yeah. pretty expensive mistake to make, though, on her part, and possibly the largest divorce payout in history. And my question to you is, Mark, I know that you've been married for decades and decades, and you don't have personal experience in this, but what kind of a lesson can we learn from that kind of an example?
Well, you know, there was another, when you were sitting there talking about a prenup, she didn't have a prenup. You know who else did not have a prenup and got a divorce?
No, who's that?
Was Paul McCartney.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
That's right. Yeah, I do.
Now, I think he ended up having a child with her, Heather. Heather, was it Heather? Mm. He's had a few wives, too.
Yeah, he has.
I can't remember which one it was. I don't know if it was Heather or not. But he didn't have a prenup. So, yeah. I mean, in a lot of cases, a prenup isn't necessary unless you're ultra wealthy, like in Paul McCartney and Madonna.
Yeah.
They are. But if you're entering into a second marriage, that doesn't mean that we just, you know, go in there blindly. There are still financial issues to consider. Are your beneficiary designations on your insurance policies and your accounts up to date? You know, I had a situation where I was meeting with the son of one of my clients. He referred me to his son, and I went, and you know, we visited, and we were going over his finances, going over his accounts, and I got to the question, you know, do you have any life insurance? And he goes, yeah, and he brought his policies with him, and I was going through the policies, and his wife's name was Jean. And it said their primary beneficiary was Barbara.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, Gene, you go by Barbara? No, that's Mark's first wife.
Uh-oh.
I said, oh, is this policy designated for her in your divorce settlement or something? No. What's it say? It says Barbara. He goes, oh, my gosh, I had not changed the beneficiary.
Good thing he came
now,
to see
Barbara
you.
Barbara would have been very happy if you would have died and left her a ton of all this money tax-free, and Gene would have been left high and dry.
Wow.
So that was a mistake that he just didn't pick up on. We fixed it for him, and, you know, and everything's right. You know, so, you know, your ex-spouse might be entitled to something you didn't intend to be entitled to, because if he would have died, she would have gotten the money.
Wow.
It would have gone to Barbara. if you have children that you want to pass wealth to, does your will reflect that, or does everything go to your new spouse? In which case, it could be passed on to the new spouse's children instead of yours.
Right.
You know, I've told you this story years ago, but I just, this one here takes the cake, where I had an elderly couple, and we were sitting there. They didn't have any wills, no documents. And, you know, and we said, what do you want to have happen to your money? And had his money and her money. They both had been married before, and they're in their young 80s, 81, 82-ish. And, you know, and he says, well, you know, I want to make sure that Martha here is taken care of. If something happens to her, I want to make sure she's taken care of. But my money needs to go to my kids. You know, right now I just have Martha down as the beneficiary in all this. I said, well, you know that if Martha inherits it and your kids and you die before Martha, it doesn't necessarily guarantee your kids get it. What if Martha hooks up with some young stud out here and they have a relationship and now Martha's money is now becomes the young stud's money? And Martha looked at me with her eyes as big as saucers. She says, now wait a minute here. I'm not going to get married again. I said, get married to a young stud. She says, I'm not going to get married again. You know, but I might hook up with one. Here's the bottom line, folks. You gotta have your finances in order if you are a blended family. And there's a lot of things to consider. There's trust. Your legal documents can dictate. And you can take care of the new spouse. You can have the new spouse live in your house. It's okay. But there's legal documents that protect your family, your blood relatives. And, you know, and we can show you those kinds of strategies that we've been using for years and years and years to do this as easily and efficiently as possible. Ron, tell the folks what they need to do.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Don't you want to see sharp and not be flat in retirement? This is the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Mark Kaywood alongside Dan DiVerna. He's a financial consultant serving you in northwestern Ohio with an office in Perrysburg. Check him out online at dandiverna.com. That's dandiverna.com. Dan, now I want to jump into a really popular question that we've been getting lately, and it's something I think everybody wants to know. In some ways, it might be one of the more important questions you can ask when planning to retire, and that is, when is it safe to retire? When is it time to retire? Do you find that most people are aiming for a certain retirement age or a dollar amount in their accounts when making that decision?
Well, I do see a lot of people that are targeting an age. Very seldom are they targeting a dollar amount because they don't really know what the dollar amount means. What they oftentimes will do, though, is try to build off of a budget. So we do it a couple different ways. When we walk people through our money map process, the idea is making it as crystal clear as possible. Not a lot of room for error here. So we actually do a very thick kind of very significant and substantial homework goes into this. So we're looking for a very clear picture of this process. And then we're going to have a kind of all the heavy lifting inside of that. We'll do a one-page summary because oftentimes there's an engineer in the relationship and then there's somebody that's not an engineer. So this kind of addresses both sides of the fence. But what we're doing there is we are factoring in all of the income sources. So many times one of the things that complicates a financial plan is somebody does not know they've been in these accumulation products their whole life. So I'm going to reference Doug, who was just in our office last week. And Doug has been in a 401k at work, and he had a couple of old IRAs. He has a pension where he's working now, and he has Social Security. And he just comes in with all these things. And his wife used to work, but she hasn't in the last couple of years. And so when we're having this conversation, we're mapping out everything. Doug's somewhat overwhelmed, almost shut off. And then we started to kind of show how these things all fit together. And he was just astonished at how easy it became because things fit together. And guess why they fit together? It's like your mechanic doing your brakes. How can he do your brakes in 30 minutes when it would take you 3 hours? Well, he does it literally every single day. So when you're working with somebody that does this every day, they've seen these pitfalls. They've seen the good, the bad. They know how these moving parts fit together. So oftentimes we're kind of enlightening people in the idea of that they can retire, they can't retire, where they're at, what a budget looks like, where the money's going to come from, and how it's going to get there. All things we're talking about constantly.
Yeah, I think that's important to stress, that it really is an achievable goal with the right plan in place, and then as long as you're working with the right professionals. And that's why we encourage people to give you a call, come in for that visit, and it's just that. It's a visit. It's no cost, no obligation. You're just simply sitting down and talking about your situation. You can go through your goals and determine when the best time for you to retire would be. All you have to do is pick up that phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. So, Dan, can you tell us a story about someone who, after going through the process, maybe realized they needed to keep working longer than they'd anticipated?
Yeah, I've had it's not the most fun conversation, but I'll tell you, my job's to provide the information, and sometimes it's a good talk. Most of the time, it's a great talk. Sometimes it's a tough talk. I mean, realistically, just because you can get Social Security at age 62, sometimes that doesn't mean it's the absolute best thing for you. You also have some people that don't necessarily have realistic expectations. And so it's been a situation I've run into, usually maybe once or twice a year, where I'm not giving someone the answer that they want. But at the end, they say, Dan, I'm so thankful for your honesty, because they would far rather work a job that they maybe don't love, but that they're making a significant amount of money, far more than they would if they quit and had to go out and find another job 10 years from now. To add another 6 months or a year of your traditional working life is much easier than to quit a job where you're making a good amount of income and then getting catapulted back into the workforce 10 or 15 years from now when you have to because you've run out of money. So this is a part of my job. It's not my favorite part, I'll be honest, because nobody wants to deliver bad news. But I would far rather deliver you bad news on the front end and then show you a successful retirement than to give you some pie in the sky promise that I can't hold up my end of the bargain with.
Dan, I think that's why people come to you as a coach. You sometimes have to give, a coach sometimes gives that tough love, but it comes from a place of wanting people to be prepared for the reality that we're going to face. We talked about facing reality in the last situation or in the last segment, and you want people to be prepared for retirement and what that brings. And if they're not ready, it really is better to take the time to get your assets in place and get your life in place to retire than to jump in head first without a plan. And as a financial consultant, you're able to help people craft that plan that is unique to their goals. And on the flip side, you might find out that maybe you're more prepared to retire than you thought you were. Can you tell us about an example of when you've had somebody come in that situation?
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a what I think was a really tough story that ended up being successful. We had a couple come in, and it was pretty recently. I'm going to leave the names out. They came in, we did a full financial plan, we walked through the money map process, and it really looked great. And we were looking at potentially retirement of a couple years from now. And then we were unable to, we reached back out and we were unable to get back in touch with them, which was very odd because there was such a connection there. And when we finally did reach out and finally got in touch, we came to find out that, one of the two that we were talking to, this husband and wife, had, been diagnosed with cancer since we had met last. And so obviously when something like that strikes your family, all bets are off. Like everything moves to the back. There's no more priorities. It's getting this person healthy. And I thought about, what could we do? How can we help? I really kind of, with a lot of my clients, we become friends very quickly. And there was definitely a connection here. And so we reached out and I said, and I went to the team and I said, let's crunch the numbers and see what retirement looks like now instead of 2 years from now. And I knew, having done this as many times as I have, that I thought, I shouldn't say I knew, but I thought that we could potentially make this work. And fast forward, we were able to put this family in a situation where they could truly, truly focus on the health aspects, focus on spending time together as a family, focus on truly, truly the priorities and making that working thing kind of dissolve, because the numbers worked and the math worked, and we were able to put them in a position where they could be in a retirement setting. And even though they were a little bit younger than they thought they'd be able to be doing this, it made the health idea the first priority. And this is in the last few months, and I get a few of these big wins, you know, things that just make my spirit kind of soar and make me really, really happy about the job that I chose to do, because it's not just a job to me. It's a career. It's a passion. If you know me at all, you know that's how I feel about it. So when you have something like this where you truly can make a difference, when you feel like this is a fundamental key to what we do for a living, the impact we can have on lives, like this is one of those big deals, big success story. And I don't have a lot to do with it. All I'm doing is crunching the numbers. But I'll tell you what, it is absolutely amazing when you can touch lives like that. And we don't get that opportunity on that level every single time. But when we do, boy, it's pretty, pretty magical. So if you're getting the type of relationship where you feel like you're really to your financial guy or gal, if you feel like you're just more of a number, you know, you're never going to be that with us. That's just not who we are. And we've got a fantastic team of many of us that are taking care of our clients, and we care. And it's one of the things that I never want to lose about this business that we chose and the way that we built it. So if you'd like to meet us and have a conversation, we'd love to have that. We have that open door policy. We'll sit down, relax, get to know each other a little bit, and see how it fits. So give us a call.
That number to call is 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Come in for a visit with Dan and his team. You heard what he said. He's there to help you, whether it's some tough love or encouragement in your situation. Come in and find out when you can retire and how to prepare for your retirement. Give Dan and the team a call, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. This is the Financial Symphony.
Prior to a performance, it's essential that all musicians get in tune. Without proper tuning, the performance will suffer and the sound will... It won't be music to your ears. Tuning in the financial world is equally important. Make sure your financial plan is pitch perfect by calling today.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
This is the Musical Connection on the Financial Symphony. Hello there. It's Ron Stutz along with Mark Lloyd. And Mark, we've been talking about Mick Jagger's quotes and lyrics. And here's one that, this is just something that Mick said. It's not in a song, but it's about one of their songs. And he said, "I'd rather be dead than singing Satisfaction when I'm 45. Now, obviously, that was a long time ago when he said that. That didn't exactly work out.
He's still kicking, and he sings that song every night, right?
Yeah. What in the world can we learn from that?
Wow. This goes to show you, when he was younger, when he was a younger man, you know, unfortunately, it's hard to say that that your plan worked out.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's in his 70s.
It didn't work out for him, did it?
He's in his 70s now, yeah.
I mean, he's still singing it today in his 70s.
That's right.
So what his plan was, what he thought he might want to do, didn't happen. You know, but think about this. He understood that as he got older, he wanted to grow and evolve in his music career. He just didn't want to be singing the same old songs over and over again. He started, his creative side started coming out. How do people, you know, today, you know, when people are still needing to evolve in their financial behavior as well? That's the big thing. Like when we were younger, boy, we can just throw the money in every 2 weeks, every pay period, throw it in there, buy stocks, buy, because we've said forever that stocks is one of the greatest wealth creation tools on the planet. You know, and even though, you know, you may not be used to a lot of risk, risk gives you reward. It has to be strategic. And as long as you're diversified into many, many different asset classes and you're not just buying a handful of stocks, but you literally have a nice blended portfolio that's designed to grow, the younger you are, you've got more time on your side. And think about this. If you're deposited into a 401k, you're taking advantage of dollar cost averaging. You're buying when the market's higher, you're buying when the market's lower, and the mathematics says that you're making more money by doing that, but you're also taking advantage of compound interest. Not only is your principal making money, but your interest is making money, and it's compounding and growing faster inside of a 401k or a Roth 401k. You're making more money because you've got compound interest. Now, the thing about it is, though, as we evolve and we get closer to retirement, it's just as important as you were growing it to preserve it. We say a lot on the show here. It's about asset preservation, but we still need to have accumulation because we've got this thing in the background called inflation. And we got to make sure that we're making enough money to beat inflation and also sustain our lifestyle, what that lifestyle is. And everybody listening on this show today, your lifestyle is different. And I'm bragging on my team here, but our team can put together your lifestyle and plug it into our software and literally tell you when can you retire and how you can retire and do you need to worry or can you live comfortably for the rest of your life without worrying about the number one fear on this show each and every week, running out of money. How do we make sure we don't run out of money? How do we make sure there's enough money here to sustain our lifestyle? By gosh, you need to be able to go out and enjoy your retirement. Go out and spend some. We're not wanting you to be a miser. We're wanting you to enjoy the fruits of your labor. We also know that you're going to have some health care issues. It happens. You know, there's going to be more expenses down the road for healthcare. We got to have a plan in place to allow for that. We got to expect the unexpected. You know, we're $21 trillion in national debt. Who's going to pay for that? There's got to be higher taxes down the road, regardless of what the administration is today is saying about tax reform. It's not going to last forever. That administration is not going to be in forever. Lower tax rates aren't going to last forever because somebody has to pay for this $21 trillion. So at the end of the day, it's going to be us or our kids. So we need to have a plan in place to allow for that if it's us. So, you know, that's why it's so important to sit down and have a conversation with what I call a holistic advisor, one that's going to look not just talking about investments. That's just one piece of the puzzle. Talk about how to optimize your Social Security. When's the best time to turn your Social Security on? Talk about budgeting. Talk about where to spend your money. Talk about inflation. Talk about taxes. Talk about healthcare. All these issues and put together a holistic plan that covers your bases. Now, the only way you're going to get that is if you're willing to do one thing. Take some of your valuable time and learn. And if you're closer to retirement right now and you can see retirement down the road, you need to take the time. That's all you got to do, folks. Take the time and call us, and we'll be more than happy to help you. Ron, tell them what they need to do to get in touch with us.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony, the show that makes sure your financial plan has the perfect pitch.
This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Mark Haywood alongside Dan DiVerna, and it's time for our Community Connection. Each week we like to feature someone from your community there in Perrysburg in Northwest Ohio in the Toledo area. This week we're joined alongside Allison Hammonds. Dan, take it away.
Allison, how's it going today?
It's going great, Dan. Thanks. How are you?
Doing well. No complaints. Good to see you. So I've known Allison for quite a while. she, I guess I'll kind of let her tell her story. So, Allison, rather than me, like, steal your thunder, why don't you tell us who you are and a little bit about what you're about?
Well, I am born and raised in Toledo, Ohio. Decided to go away to school instead of stick around here. Went to Muskingum College in New Concord, Ohio, and went 4 years there. I got a Bachelor of Arts in Business, speech communications minor, and my first job out of college was in Lima, and I worked for Auto Owners Insurance Company as a commercial underwriter. From there, I got a little bored and wanted to move on. So I actually came back to work with my dad, came back to Toledo to work with my dad at Knight Insurance. And so I have now been at Knight Insurance for 11 and a half years.
Wow. Like, time happens pretty fast. Like, we're here. We were talking about, like, my oldest son is 25 and my second son just turning 21. And it's like, where did this time go? Because I've known Allison for probably most of that time, if not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But to think that you've been doing this for 10 years. So you're at Knight Insurance. So
yes.
First of all, if somebody wanted to find you, like, where would they find you on this, the web or phone number, and where's your office and all that stuff?
All right. Well, I'm at Knight Insurance. That's spelled with a K. KnightInsurance.com. That's our website. Some cool things that are happening. We're redoing that right now. So that'll be a new fun thing that'll be happening hopefully by the end of this year for a new web presence.
Awesome.
I'm also on LinkedIn and can always get to our office very easily. We're on North Erie Street in downtown Toledo. We're in the warehouse district. We've been there for a very long time and we plan on staying there. We actually are occupying two buildings currently downtown and will hopefully be occupying a third by next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's already kind of a resurgence of downtown Toledo. We're starting to feel that, but you guys have been there through the good and the bad and now the good again, right?
Yes. I remember when I first was at the agency, I didn't walk downtown by myself.
Yeah.
So now you don't really feel uncomfortable. You just kind of go around and all the restaurants and people. So it's pretty exciting.
Awesome. Awesome. So what is it that you specifically do there at Knight Insurance? You know, obviously we want to give some people some exposure to have an understanding of what you do, how you can help, and where you kind of fit in this community.
Sure. So Knight Insurance is a full service independent agency. So we do all kinds of insurance. However, I specialize as a risk consultant for businesses. And I've been doing that the whole entire time. So all my experience is working with businesses, and it helps them through working through their insurance and risk management program.
Excellent. And you also do a lot of work with nonprofits and even some schools.
Yes.
Is that right?
So some of the people in our office are what we would consider a generalist. So they kind of work with any business industry. But I wanted to become an expert in an area. And so I picked an area that I had a lot of passion for and that I could have fun in as well. So with my heart being pretty community minded, I picked nonprofits. The good thing about that is that I had insurance markets to write the insurance for them. So it just worked out to be a great niche for me. So working with nonprofits, I've been doing that probably since 2008. And that can encompass community-type organization. It could be an organization that has residential facilities for adults with developmental disabilities, day programs, homeless shelters. Those are some of the different kinds of clients I work with. And then I also moved into working into private schools and charter schools, as they have a lot of the same needs, interestingly enough, that a nonprofit does. A lot of the same coverages. So it worked out to be a pretty nice fit as well. So private schools, charter schools, and nonprofits are where I like to spend most of my time.
Awesome. So that is one of the things that we have that in our line of work too. You know, we have now 20 advisors that work in this office, and not everybody's specializing in the same thing, but we can hand it off and work as a team where it fits, which is great. So one of the neat things about Allison, we were talking about this earlier, but she's on the younger side in this business. And just like my business, there are so many of the agents, the guys that have been taking care of these businesses and these situations for a long, long time. And they're now, you know, they're just getting either they're saturated and they maybe don't spend as much energy or time making sure that everybody's in the right spot, or many are even retiring. I mean, is that one of the ways that you're getting a lot of conversations going nowadays?
Yes, it is truly one of the ways that we're seeing business come through the door. There has been, in the last probably year and a half, 2 years, quite a few agents that have retired. There's also been talk of agents that will be starting to retire or getting in those early stages of it. So people, you know, they lose their main person. People don't just buy insurance because of Knight Insurance. They buy because of the person. They're buying because of who they're working with. And so when they lose that person, it really makes them wonder and start to look at other options. The other thing too that we see is maybe they had a bad situation happen with that agent. Maybe a claim wasn't handled very well, or they just feel like it has been too long that they have they need to want another opinion. So we're seeing a lot of that. But yes, the retirement is a big one.
So one last question, and then we'll like get back to who you are and how they can find you. But if there was one thing that we were like people seem to be missing, maybe they're not thinking about it, and you can say, hey, don't forget about this, like what would that be right now?
Well, most of the policies that we look at or review, everyone pretty much has the correct coverages that they need. So agents are doing a good job at making sure that clients are covered. But one of the areas that we are seeing a lot of small to medium-sized businesses not have is cyber liability. And that has become a huge talking point for working with businesses, because just because you're small or medium-sized does not mean that you are not going to get hacked or something happen to you. So that has become a huge talking point for us in working with new people, but also with our current clients that are not carrying it currently.
Yeah, I was just at a conference and they were talking about, in this case, they were talking about identity theft, but they said it's no longer a question of if it's going to happen to you, but it's actually a question of when it's going to happen. Like inevitably, like this type of thing is going to happen to all of us. And so what is our best line of defense? And then what are our, you know, plans if that does happen? So
true. It's going to happen. It is not, no one can say it'll never happen to me, because it will. It is happening daily, every minute of every day. So it's tough. I think it's hard for some of our clients and new people that we're talking to, because it's an expense to buy the insurance, but it's also another thing to, it's not just about buying in the insurance, but putting policies and procedures into place and having all the things that you need to protect yourself. And so surrounding yourself with people that you can refer them has been really big too, because we're not the expert in all the policies and procedures, but having people around you that you can send to those people their way.
Excellent. So again, Allison, if you could tell us how to get a hold of you, if we want to here, what would that be?
Sure. So I have a direct line at the agency, and it's 419-254-2422, or you can always email me. It's ahammons, H-A-M-M-O-N-S, at knightinsurance.com. And you're welcome to call or email me if you have questions or concerns about anything.
Awesome. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, Allison Hammons of Knight Insurance, thank you for joining us. And, of course, if you want to get in touch with Dan DiVerna and his team, you can do so by calling 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. Of course, he would love to put you in touch with Allison and her team as well, but you can come in and learn about your financial situation with Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. This has been your Community Connection, and you're listening to the Financial Symphony.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
This is the Financial Symphony with Dan DiVerna. I'm Mark Haywood, and this is Getting to Know You, the portion of the show where we just like to pick Dan's brain and get to know him a little better. Dan, my question for you this week, if you could turn any activity at all, into an Olympic sport, what would you have a chance at winning a medal for?
Now, this is going to sound very odd for people that are not in this line of work or in sales at all, but I am amazing at phone calls. So if you, when I was young in the business, I remember I was in Boston, and I used to work for New England Financial, which was a part of MetLife, and we're based out of Boston, and we went into a class this career school, they called it, and they were teaching us how to make phone calls. And they got done with the class for the day, and they said, hey, we'd like everyone to raise your hands if you like making phone calls. And 2 out of 30 raised their hands, and I was one of those two. And they asked the first guy, why do you like making phone calls? And he made up some I'm so good at it, blah, blah story. Then they called upon me, and I said, I don't like it, but I figured if I keep telling myself I like it, someday I will. And so that really did happen. In this line of work, you have to have a lot of phone conversations. And sometimes it's with clients, and sometimes it's with clients' families, and sometimes it's with people that may or may not want to do business with you. And all of those things are good. Even when someone says no, I think it's good, because there's something that happens in the relationship, and the earlier that you can figure it out, to find out if you should be working with someone or not. And I've been able to get to a point in the phone conversation where we can get a long ways into figuring that out right away. And so I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do. I literally block time out every single day. So if I'm ever not in a wonderful mood, I know I can go back to making some phone calls, and it puts me in a really good mood.
Well, I'm glad that you are up for a gold medal in this event, because, you know, you sometimes hear Ron and John and Walter's voices on here, and they all tell me that if my job was based on answering the phone, I'd be sitting on the side of the road somewhere. So better you than me, but maybe if I start training now, by the time the Olympics come to L.A. in, what is it, 2026, somewhere in there, 24?
Yeah.
28? Uh-huh. Maybe by then I too can be an Olympic phone answerer.
Well, I think that would have been, I think I was in Boston around the year 2000. So I think that would be 17 years ago that I was training in Boston down the Copley Square. So, yeah, that's the kind of time frame. You really have to put a lot of time and energy into something if you want to get to that Olympic level.
That's right. So you better start now if you want to get back in shape and dust off those phone answering skills.
There you go.
Well, Dan DiVerna would be a gold medalist in answering the phones. Quite an interesting answer there this week, Dan. This has been Getting to Know You.
It's time for another musical connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
This is the Musical Connection. I'm Ron Stutz. Mark Lloyd, let's talk about some more famous money mistakes. What can we learn about retirement planning from famous musicians and the mistakes that they make with their money? What about John Denver? Remember him?
And, oh, yeah.
And Bernie Madoff.
Thank God I'm a country boy.
That's right. Take me
far
home.
Out.
Country roads. There's a long list of celebrities who lost significant amounts of money with Bernie Madoff. But perhaps the most interesting is John Denver. Do you remember that story about what John Denver lost with Bernie Madoff?
I did not.
Well, he
enlightened me.
Denver died back in 1997, I believe it was, long before the Madoff Ponzi scheme was broken up over 10 years later. However, a significant portion of Denver's estate, along with the assets of several companies still in John Denver's name, were invested with Madoff's company.
Ooh,
now, obviously, a fraud on Madoff's level of expertise is difficult to detect. Since he was really smart, he was able to evade the SEC and the FBI for so many years. But the overwhelming majority of fraudulent advisors can be avoided if you know how to do your homework and if you have the help of someone like Mark Lloyd. So, Mark, how do you find out about potential advisors that we're thinking about working with or perhaps are already working with?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely resources you can go to. Whatever state that you're in, you can, if they're licensed with insurance, you can go to the insurance department of that state to see how many years they've been licensed and if they had any complaints. You can also go to the Better Business Bureau of the city that they are located in to see what their Better Business Bureau rating is. You can go to BrokerCheck. You can go to FINRA, the Financial Regulatory Authority, and check about their securities licenses. These are just good old-fashioned homework that you can do. You know, one person said, well, does it make sense maybe to get referrals or something? You know, get a referral or get a testimonial from, you know, from one of their clients. Yeah, I wouldn't go that route. You know, one thing is that, you know, if you did that, you're going to end up, you know, they're going to end up giving you somebody that's their best friend or somebody that's happy with them.
Sure.
You're never going, they're never going to give you a name of somebody who's disgruntled. You know, that'd be foolish for somebody to do that. So I wouldn't go that route, but, you know, check with the governmental agencies that they're licensed under. And then, and this makes, brings me up to another point. You know, the laws have changed, folks. If they are in license, if they are licensed in securities of any way, they have a fiduciary responsibility to always recommend what's right for you. So ask that person you're working with, are you a fiduciary and what does fiduciary mean to you? And the answer of that question should be something like this. They are your advocate. They shouldn't have somebody in their ear like a broker telling them what to sell you. They shouldn't have somebody in their ear from some insurance company telling them what they should sell you. They should be talking to you, listening to you, understanding you, designing something for you that is about you, and they work for you. And that's what a fiduciary does. You know, can I just say that we elected to be a fiduciary many, many years ago, long before that it ever became mandatory that if you're licensed in securities, you had to be a fiduciary. We elected to be a fiduciary because, it, folks, it's the right thing to do. So, you know, the bottom line is you, you know, use your intuition, too. Use your gut feeling. You know, Bernie Madoff was the worst of the worst. You know, and he, you know, he was a crook. And most of his clients were sophisticated investors. That doesn't mean because, you know, you're sophisticated that you can't make mistakes. You know, ask good questions. Don't jump on the first thing you hear. You know, be patient. Let your intuition take over too. Are you comfortable with that person? Or what they try, are they trying to sell you a bill of goods? Is it a situation where it's too good to be true? Your intuition will tell you. And I'm gonna tell you, you know, one thing you can count on here with any of our financial advisors we work with here is that we all have a fiduciary responsibility and we've had a fiduciary responsibility. So Ron, I want you to tell the folks how to get in touch with us to learn more about what that means and how that can benefit our callers today.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
This is the Financial Symphony. I'm Mark Haywood alongside Dan DiVerna. He's a financial consultant in northwestern Ohio with an office in Perrysburg. You can check him out online at dandiverna.com. That's dandiverna.com. And, of course, you can also submit your listener questions online, dandiverna.com. And this is the portion of the show where we'd like to take some of those questions that we've gotten in over the course of the week. We'll start today, Dan, with Lou in Waterville. Lou says, I've always assumed that I'll be in a lower tax bracket in retirement, but now I'm questioning whether or not that's true. What do you normally see?
Well, I see a lot of people in retirement, they do have a little bit lower tax brackets. Pretty common, pretty consistent. The thing, though, you have to keep in mind, most of us here in America, most of our money is taxable at retirement. So if you're living at a higher level of retirement, even your Social Security is taxed on some level. So the understanding of the tax system is, well, there's not a fantastic understanding of it. And the
right,
other thing
exactly.
is that our country's been printing money like there's no consequence. So it's very likely that at some point there's going to be some changes in the tax code. And so I don't have a crystal ball. I don't pretend to have one. I don't think there's a consistency there, but I'll tell you right now, our tax brackets are pretty low actually in comparison to where they've been historically. And our debt of our country is pretty high. So if that gives you any indication of maybe where my head's at, I guess that gives you at least a little bit of a tell.
Thanks for the question, Lou. Next question comes in from Mary in Millbury. Mary says, I'm really worried about rolling over my 401k because I'm afraid that I'm going to do something wrong and create a tax bill for myself. Another tax question. How difficult is this process?
Mary, don't screw it up.
That's all we got. So, good luck, Mary.
Funny. Mary, it's really not that complicated. Depending on if you're working on your own with another company that you're planning to move it to, whether it's a 401k to another 401k, you have to make sure the new 401k would accept it. If you're moving it from a 401k to an IRA, if you're working with an investment professional on some level, there, this is something we do almost every single day. And we make sure it's always a priority to not have it be a taxable event. If you're kind of doing this on your own and you're wanting to move it from wherever it is to somebody directly like a Vanguard or a Fidelity, you can even have a conversation with those representatives generally, and they'll give you some guidance on those things too. I wouldn't worry too much about it. If something really got screwed up and they sent the check to you, which I am not advising, it's not the way to go, there's still a way that you could, within a certain amount of days, you could get that money put into the traditional IRA and have a rollover status and preserve your tax that you won't have to pay taxes on it. So you're probably way more worried about it than the actual process deserves, but it is something you absolutely must pay attention to because this is something that could sneak up on you if you did it wrong. So I tell you, it's not that big a deal, but then I emphasize, make sure it's done correctly.
Thanks for your questions, Mary and Lou. And of course, if you want to make sure that it's done correctly, you can give Dan a call at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Come in and find out how he can help you with your unique situation. We can give out this sort of blanket advice over the air, but it's way better if you can come in and talk about your specific situation. Again, that number to call, 800-373-9715. Now, Dan, this next question is an interesting one from Murray in Toledo. And it's interesting because, Murray, you are not alone. I have heard countless people ask this question, and I'm tempted to think the same thing myself. And that is, the market has to crash soon. It just has to. Am I wrong about that?
Well, we don't have a crystal ball. I know that you know that was what I was going to say if you've been listening to me for long at all on the radio. But I'll tell you, you know, we're cautiously optimistic, but realistically, the last time things were really bad was 2007, 2008, early 2009. Now, that's been a long time. So we are due for a correction. We are due, you know, for some turbulence, and we're seeing that sometimes, and then things look pretty good. And I'll tell you, I don't prognosticate. You know, we plan for long-term success, and we make sure that we're preparing for the worst. And we're looking and we're optimists, but we know, I mean, if something bad happens, we're such an emotional society and the pace at which our country moves and information moves is so different. It's just so much faster and there's so much emotion going on, kind of tied in. And we're seeing things with our president, with all of the different, you know, the different things. I worry, you know, my son's in Japan in the Navy and I think about him and I talk to him all the time and he seems great. But, you know, the United States of America is the strongest of all of the countries. We're just an amazing country. And it's probably, you know, definitely one of the things I disagree with President Trump about, like make America great again. We're pretty great already, you know. But I'll tell you, the way that the markets work is they go up and they go down. And I think that Warren Buffett said it really, really well. Be fearful when people are greedy and be greedy when people are fearful. And right now people seem very, very greedy and we're starting to see some of that fear. And that gives me mixed emotions on this. It gives a lot of people mixed emotions. So if you want to make sure that your plan is not based upon emotion, is not based on what somebody just thinks, but based on reality, based on truth, based on numbers, and putting together a plan that's very solid that covers some of the what ifs that leaves a legacy to your family, that makes sure if something happens to you, that your spouse is going to be okay to live, even if something does happen and your life is cut short. If these are the types of questions that you want to have answers to, then give us a call. I would love for us to have the conversation, get to know each other a little bit, and, you know, just see if it feels right.
That number to call is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Come in with your questions about taxes, 401ks, and whether the market's going to crash or continue moving upward, and be ready when those events happen. Be ready to ride highs and protect yourself from the dips. Give Dan and his team a call, 800-373-9715, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Well, Dan, we're about out of time, but we've had another great show today.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Mark.
We'll see you next week on the Financial Symphony.